members, we are now reconvening again having had a session earlier on that was dealing with our budget recommendation review report. We did indicate earlier on that we were meant to have met first with SIU, the Hawks, and also NPA. Due to a request by one of those law enforcement agencies, we had to swap our meetings. In other words, having to start off, instead of having your BRR report late in the afternoon as of now, we start with the BRR report, which we did, we just concluded about 30 minutes or so ago. We then had to swap, as I said, with the law enforcement agencies having to come in afternoon. Let me thank you, SIU, the Hawks, and also NPA, for having made it through. I appreciate always to have you before Parliament. maybe let's start off first. I see the media is here with us, despite the fact that this session, in accordance with a written application, trying to check on the date in which it was written. The date it was written was the 11th of October. Sorry. And because as you do those formalities, the speaker has to give consent. That response did indeed come back to us on the 12th of October. Signed off in an email by Mr. Frolic, who is one of the chairpersons of the committees, effectively reading as follows: the application for an outside venue is approved, however, the committee must decide and adopt a resolution at the beginning of the House to close the meeting. I must mention that following the rules as well that are governing our National Assembly, rule number 184, subsection 1, reads thus: meetings of committees and subcommittees are open to the public, including the media, and the chairperson of the committee or subcommittee may not exclude the public, including the media, from the meeting except when the committee or subcommittee is considering a matter which is of a private nature that is prejudicial to a particular person, or protected under parliamentary privilege, or for any other reason privileged in terms of the law, or the matter is confidential in terms of legislation. Given the nature of the issues that we are dealing with, which are very important, and I must also add that they are equally very sensitive, when any investigation by any law enforcement agency happens, it clearly becomes a matter that is of concern and sensitivity in the context of anyone out there, as the media reports anything that happens in Parliament. Anyone out there who shall be investigated that person obviously may be prejudiced against. Shall we have such a session as an open session? It is in that context that the application was submitted through the speaker for this session to be held in a closed manner, for us to be able to really begin to really thoroughly investigate and interrogate the issues concern. We have not, even us as members of parliament here, myself included, we have not received any, like we normally do. Departments send us ahead of time their reports. In this case, we appreciated the fact that the law enforcement agencies concerned here couldn't send such reports to us. Understandably so, that they are in a manner in which they are in sensitive, and also for us to be able to deal with those issues in such a manner thereof, that is sensitive, so to speak. So that is the background, and also thought one should also talk to the rules, and also having quoted the two correspondences that came through, this is a matter that can always, those two correspondences, so to speak, can always be circulated to anyone, including the media. We've requested that copies be made so that members and anyone else who takes an interest in these matters can indeed see in writing those types of correspondences. I just thought, let me just give this background for us to be able to get a sense as to where we are and where we are going insofar as this meeting is concerned. Any concerns or other comments and questions from members? Mr. Basson?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, as we sit here now, we still don't know whether there is any information that will be given in this meeting. So we cannot preempt that it must be a closed session because we don't know what will be presented to us. And we'll have to determine that before we can take a final decision. If we cannot do that, we would object or you know, having a closed meeting without any information that indicates that it is necessary to have a closed meeting.
Mr. Mgune?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think our aim is to get to the bottom of all issues in here. We don't want to leave any stone unturned. So, as a committee, we would love that if there are specifics, the entity concerned should be able to be free to do those issues. So it will be naive and very much deeply put aside when we say this issue now needs to be to have a closed session while we're in the middle of the discussion. So now that we are studying right away, it will be very, very prudent that we start with on the right foot. We make this meeting a closed meeting. You see, that's what I move. I think we have already attached some of the clauses from the law book, which indicate why do we need that to happen. I thank you, Chairperson.
Mr. Dr. Kabine?
No, thanks, Chair. Well, this matter raises its eyes yesterday. So there was no objection to say we'll be having a closed committee meeting. So I blame that we should move in that direction. As we have read the law, let it remain. We can't discuss the law. Thank you, Chair.
Mr. Hugo?
Thank you, Chair. in the rules of parliament, as you read now, and on 184 Section 2, a decision in terms of
Section?
Section 2.
Okay.
To exclude the public must be taken after due consideration by the committee or subcommittee concerned, provided that the chairperson of the committee or subcommittee may at any time before the start of the meeting rule that the meeting must take place in a closed session. So I don't know what are we preempting to say that this session must be closed if we don't have facts and to say what will some of the information that will be circulated will have an impact on some of the cases that take place. So I don't support the fact that we must close the session in anticipating that there will be names of or it will interfere in the investigations. So, thank you.
Member Khaba?
Thank you, Chair. I'm supporting the first speaker that said we need to be in a closed session. I think here we are meeting with a special investigating unit. We can't have that unit if there is nothing in there. And as a portfolio committee, I think we know that in the departments, there are individuals that are being investigated for now. And since that program is still ongoing, I don't think we have to be in an open session. So I support those that are saying we need to be in a closed session. Thanks.
Mam Kekana? Sorry, Ngostabekunu?
Chairperson, I would like to sound to differ from what other members have just been saying. In fact, taking the matter from where one has been exposed to, I'm sure there was a great feeling that this matter should be dealt with thoroughly. And my take would have been, Chairperson, that before, as a committee, we could start deliberating on the matter, in the exclusion of the security agencies, we would have maybe requested the media to be out so that we could maybe discuss and extract exactly whether there is any need for the whole proceeding to be closed. That's my take, Chairperson. Thank you.
Do I understand you, Nkosi Qebukulu, as to be saying that we determine as to whether indeed we'll have to go in a closed session or not in the absence of the media? Okay, fair point. Mam Kekana?
Thanks, Chair. I agree with the colleagues, the second speaker, to move this session. Thanks very much.
Okay. Let's take the route Nkosi Qebukulu has proposed for us to be able to determine indeed as to whether or not this should be a closed session, have that discussion among ourselves, and be able to come to that determination only at that point that we shall be able to get a sense as to whether we're going into that closed session or not. Now, that would be my ruling, given the differences of opinions that have been raised. I would imagine here that no amount of any motivation shall take us away from the already stated views. Rather, we take our own session outside of the media, and then we come to that determination ourselves. Obviously, a resolution has to be passed whether we are going into a closed session or not, whenever there is such an opportunity presenting itself, that of having to close or not. That resolution normally is expected of any sitting committee, so to speak. Do you have any different view to that?
Can I make an amendment to that proposal? I agree with the proposal, but could we maybe short-circuit it and then ask the three entities that are here, institutions that are here, whether they are going to present information that should not, that should be in a close committee, dealt with in close committee, and let them indicate to us, for therefore the media is not necessary then to leave for us to take that decision. Thank you, Chair.
That's fine, too. That is equally fine. It's a fair point. Except that we wanted the media out. Whether they are out or not, you know, they always have their own ways of getting information. And maybe without waste of time, Advocate Mutibi, as the head of SIU, also did indicate that he would really wish to be excused at 10 minutes before 3, as he has another appointment elsewhere. However, he has his team with him here, so he shall equally be well represented. Sir, we start with you, SIU, and then we shall come with the Hawks and also NPA. Just to give us an indication as to whether or not we should go, not go into a closed session, but there are any sensitive issues that otherwise could have been raised or should be raised or they will be raising. And then we take it from there. Thank you, sir.
Chairperson, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, thank you for the opportunity to indicate the nature of the information that we'll be presenting. We took the approach, as we did previously, that when we update and inform the committee on the status of the investigations in the Department of Water Affairs, we go into some detail that would then inform the committee where each matter is, and if there are any outcomes, and there are in the presentation that we're going to make, there are some outcomes which have not been made public. For example, are not in a court, in a court of law yet. So, in the interest of safeguarding the legal risk that would be attaching either to SIU or to any of those parties that may be mentioned in the presentation, we are of the view, Chairperson, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, that to avoid, not even mitigate, to avoid that legal risk is to have this session in a closed session where we are of the view that we can detail this matters to the granularity that we are going to in the presentations. There's names that are mentioned, there's names of entities that are mentioned, and we really wanted to take this committee into confidence and disclose those granular information. Thanks.
Thank you for that, Hawks.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good afternoon, Honorable Members. I'm Lieutenant General Yolisa Matagata. I'm the Deputy Head of the DPCI, representing the National Head, who has made an apology. With ourselves as well, we have these investigations that are ongoing, and we would have also appreciated that the session is closed to the media so that we can, in the engagement of what we'll be saying, so that we are not also at risk having this out there in the public space, and we will try by all means that we avoid any legal repercussions that may affect the investigations that are ongoing. So we'd also request that we have it in a closed session. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Madam. NPA?
Thank you, Chair, and honourable members. I'm Advocate Molyneux Govender with the National Prosecuting Authority Specialised Commercial Crime Unit. I support my colleague from the Hawks in terms of what has been said. These matters are, in fact, under investigation, and we are obliged not to actually reveal any of the information in the public space that is under investigation. Equally so, in respect of matters that are on court rolls or anticipated to get onto court rolls, that in those circumstances, those matters are regarded as sub judice. So to start discussing the granular detail of those matters, you know, and have those matters reported upon also may result in the violation of rights of other persons. And I think we need to guard against that.
Okay. That gives us a sense of what the thinking is among the law enforcement agents with regards to the nature of information they would wish to, as they put it, take us into confidence, take Parliament into confidence. Now, these members of Parliament have taken an oath to office in defense of our democracy and also in advancement of our democracy. So it is in our best interest, therefore, as we do our work as public representatives, we always have that at the back of our minds. A point is made about the nature of investigations. The three respective law enforcement agents are very clear and pointed on a matter that relates to the nature of investigations. They have taken liberty in coming before Parliament. Of course, it is part of their work. We are also doing our work as well. For us to be able to say, whatever investigations that are there, they are tabled as they are, being taken to confidence by the same law enforcement agents. The matter of sub judice is taken into account as well, especially as these issues are before court or are going to court, so that whoever else out there who is being investigated, who is being charged, is not prejudiced. It is equally an issue that talks to violation of any person's rights. Should a matter pertaining to that person be out there in the public domain, be raised, and it can only be through media, because members here, expected of them, shall have to be abiding to that oath of office. If it is a matter that is closed, or rather discussed in a closed session, we have a responsibility to respect that oath of office as members of Parliament. So that's in a nutshell what comes out of propositions by the two members, Inkosi Cebekhulu and also Mr. Basson, which are fair propositions, I must say. That is the response that we are getting from the respective law enforcement agents. Members, Mr. Mguni?
Chairperson, I think the three agencies have indicated why they would love that to be closed. They are affirming our request earlier on, because when we are here, we must get the whole truth, but nothing else but the truth. So they must also be telling us as to how processes have gone so far and what will be revealed when the time goes on. Hence, we said we don't want anything to hamper these processes. And we still maintain, we request that this meeting be a closed meeting, as stated earlier on. Thank you very much. So that all individuals or everything must not be tried on the public opinion. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Dr. Kabini, I noted you.
No, thanks, sir. I'm still believing that we are members of Parliament. and then we represent the Republic. So, as when we read the laws, we must read them fully so that we understand what the laws are saying to us. I therefore move, Chair, that this session should be a closed session. Thank you very much.
Any further comments? I think the matters are clear. Can I then move that we go a step further? The matter being tabled for the Committee of Parliament, that we have here a closed session. We get to hear any mover for such? Dr. Kabine?
So I move.
Any seconder? Mr. Mguni?
I second.
Okay. That being the case, a resolution has been taken by Committee of Parliament that indeed this is a closed session. Against that background, we shall then request the media to excuse themselves, yourselves.